And we go inside the arts now. The 4th annual Slidell Jazz and Blues Festival kicks off this weekend on the North Shore. Festival spokeswoman Robin Marquez joins us by phone. Hello, Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning. This music festival is gaining traction in the community. What are your thoughts as you reach the 4-year milestone?
We are very excited about this year's lineup. Not only the lineup, but, you know, we are the only festival of this kind on the North Shore. We are a fast-growing festival, and we're really excited about this year.
How did the festival get its start?
It got its start by Leadership North Shore. It was a group of community leaders set out to find where there was a need within our community. And we learned through the program Leadership North Shore that our schools and the music and arts programs tend to suffer and lose funding when funds are passed down from the school board level down to the school level. So we created the nonprofit Notes for Education North Shore to help with the funding within the music programs within our school system. We do a instrument drive year-round where we collect instruments and get them into the hands of students who otherwise could not afford them.
There was also some talk a while back about a collaboration or help coming from the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation. Did that come about?
Yes, it did. Actually, this is our second year with the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation supporting us. We were able to get some funding from them, which we're really excited about.
What can we look forward to this year? Who are the headliners?
For our opening ceremony, we have Miss Caitlin Runnels, who is actually an American Idol contestant just this year, born and raised in Slidell, Louisiana, so we're very excited to have her on board. We also have the Biggie Brass Band. The Biggie Brass Band is a group of high school students who formed outside of the school system their own brass band. They've been with us the last 4 years, and they also grace the cover of our annual festival poster this year.
And this year's festival poster is by
Adam Sambola. He's our returning artist. He's actually done our poster for the last 4 years. He does an amazing job capturing the emotions and passion that these artists exude on stage. So the Biggie Brass Band, again, is on this year's festival poster. We also have new this year, Miss Naja Kojo. She is a fabulous blues and jazz singer. We also have the Adam Bach Band, also from Slidell. And an upcoming artist new to the festival this year is Miss Anna Lynn DeVillier. She is a graduate of North Shore High School and will also be doing a couple of songs just before our headliner, who we are ecstatic about having back this year, Christone Kingfish Ingram. Just turned 19, blues guitarist out of Mississippi. And when you look at him and you hear him play, the first person that's going to come to mind is B.B. King. He's just phenomenal.
I hear that there's talk of a debut album. Is the album out yet?
The album is actually scheduled to come out later this month. He's definitely an artist on the rise. He's actually played for the First Lady and past President Barack Obama. So he's played in the White House. He's been on the Rachel Ray Show. He's been on the Steve Harvey Show. Just recently, we actually saw him getting an offer via his Facebook page and his social media with the past band member of Nirvana and also the Foo Fighters. So this is an artist who is well on his way to stardom, Christone Kingfish Ingram. So if you get out and you come to the Slidell Jazz and Blues Festival, when he makes it big, you'll be able to say you saw him here first. Closing out the festival this year, we actually have Free Agents Brass Band out of New Orleans, new to the festival this year as well.
What about other elements of the festival, food, arts, and crafts?
We have about 9 food vendors. We have everything from shrimp sausage bodan, hamburger fries, chicken sandwiches, fish plates, barbecued ribs, barbecue pulled pork, jambalaya. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It makes my mouth water, actually.
Mine, too.
We do have our art market. We have about 16 art vendors now that are going to be selling their wares, from beaded jewelry to weaved jewelry, hand-painted wood signs. New to the festival this year, we actually have a guy coming in who sells Louisiana map print. His maps show Louisiana music heritage. We have face painting for the children. The items are endless.
Now, for those traveling from the South Shore, where does the festival take place and how do we get there?
The festival is located right there on Bayou Bonfoucauld Heritage Park, which is in the heart of Slidell. If you're familiar with the train station, it's immediately right behind the train station.
So it's easy to find just off the I-10?
It is very easy to find just off I-10. The address is 1901 Bayou Lane. We ask people to just come out, bring your blankets, bring your chairs, bring your umbrellas, and have a good time.
Festival spokeswoman Robin Marquez, thanks.
Thank you.
The 4th Annual Slidell Jazz and Blues Festival will take place Saturday from 3 to 10 p.m. in Slidell's Heritage Park. More info is online at slidelljazzandblues.com.